stupid! Stupid!
That sounds stupid.
It's stupid, but we like it.
It's time for Stupid Stories on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Hi, I'm Zero, and this is What's Stupid Today. So, I mean, there's thieves out there, we know that, but one man is getting a lot of attention this week because he stole a python from an enclosure inside Safari Pets in Arkansas. The place is called Safari Pets, and they sell some, as you can imagine, pretty exotic animals. And, well, he was caught on video, and the video was shared all over social media, and they were hoping somebody would recognize the man and the woman he was with and get their python back. Well, the man from the pictures actually called the pet store and said, "Hey, I put my face all over the internet for," and the employees told the man, well, you know why, and told him there was surveillance video of the snake being stolen. The man asked to see the footage, and before they could even send it to the email address he provided, Safari Pet says the snake was returned to the store. Now, they aren't going to press charges because they're happy he brought it back, but hope that he learned a lesson from the experience. What I want to know, how do you get a python out of the store?
That's what I'm wondering. How did he walk out with that?
That is impressive. Now, it kind of looks like from the kind of grainy video and pictures that he kind of just shoved it in his clothes. Now, I'm no expert. I don't think pythons probably like that very much.
Aren't pythons huge, though?
Yeah, I think they're giant snakes.
Put this in my pants. How could that go horribly wrong? Next up in Stupid Stories, well, there's a woman arrested for attempted burglary. But she thinks it's ridiculous because she doesn't remember the attempted burglary because of the booze and cough medicine. A woman in Florida was arrested after she was caught on a Nest cam trying to break into several cars. The 30-year-old woman was taken to custody at a McDonald's after a homeowner recognized her from their home security video. She told the cops that she did not remember trying to break into the cars because she drank too much alcohol and cough medicine and pretty much does every day, so she doesn't think she should be held accountable because it wasn't her fault. It was the booze and cough medicine.
No. That is bad, but the mixture of those two things could be kind of toxic.
Officer, you can't hold me accountable. It wasn't me. It was the scissorp. Are we still calling it scissorp?
I don't know. I didn't know that was even the thing that you called it.
The purple drink, man. The scissorp.
The cool stuff.
Yeah. I'm down. I know what's going on out there in the world. And finally, a man was arrested after arguing with his husband about his cojones. Curtis McCoy and his husband of 10 years got into an argument on Sunday evening that escalated since they'd been drinking alcohol and were being a little too honest with each other. And apparently, one of the men brought up how his husband only has one cojone, and it caused the victim to get upset and defensive. As the dispute continued, one of the husbands then said, "Well, you can tell you only got one cojone because you got no courage. You don't stick up for yourself. You act like a man with one cojone, Lance Armstrong." And it got into a whole thing. So the other husband started hitting the other husband, and the other husband started hitting the other husband, and go figure, the police showed up. And they both got arrested for domestic violence. Now, reportedly, they have since sobered up and have made up. But I do think there's a lesson we could all learn here. There's just something you have to know in your relationship, and that's when to just apologize, walk away, and even if the other person's not ready to apologize, you just say, "Listen, I'm sorry, and now the ball's in your court."
Oh.
This has been Stupid Stories on the Playhouse in the Morning!
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.